Video is out of the school teacher that called in that wanted me to guarantee her children in the classroom a guarantee win, and I did it.
I acquiesced. A feel-good moment. I think it was a breakthrough for Kenny, psychologically. Very cathartic.
It was hard for me to say no to grown men. I can do it. Kids, I can't say no to. Couldn't say no to the kiddos. Had to do it. And it was done. And so now Sunday will be a bone-chilling day for me all day long. Ultimately, they get what they win. They won. All this week, why aren't you being meaner? Why aren't you being meaner? Be mean. Get mean with them. Like, well, they could always turn it around to some level. It's only they're only one and two. They could change things really quickly. I don't want to be that mean yet. It's not all lost yet. They go out there and they lose. Oh, my God. I'm going to be getting harassed just like I was in 2019. So if they lose, yeah, depending on how it goes, there's a much better chance for me to start screaming than there was before. And if they win, we win, and I'm right. I got a very strong feeling they're going to win. I got to go with it. I guarantee that they're going to win. Guarantee it. Once you go through the door, you never go back. My guarantees are like replacing Deshaun Watson at quarterback. Once you go through that door, you can never go back. What's done is done. So we'll find out. Speaking of done is done, the Guardians are not done playing for spots in this postseason. However, things got a little murky last night. Yankees won. So they are, by the way, John Sterling back in the booth. Yankees won.
I know, he had retired.
What's retirement radio?
And then he saw they were going to maybe make a playoff run.
Yankees beat right Baltimore. Yankees beat Baltimore. And so now that basically it's a two-game change with three to go. So even if you win today, it could possibly be, all right, you're getting the two seed and that's it. So right now you got the two seed. I'll take the two seed. Owen has brought this up. The dry run possibilities for the Cleveland Guardians against the Houston Astros, which, I mean, now you got to take a look at everybody. I thought that Detroit, I was like, man, this whole month I've been going, boy, Detroit's going to give people problems in the future. I'm going, they might, Mitch brought up, they give people problems right now. They're looking to make the playoffs here. This is tough. So what do we want to see out of this coming up this weekend, buddy? What do we want to see? Do they need to go for the gusto
here's
here?
The thing. Vote.
Or do we just go, hey, see, you know what? The odds aren't that good.
Though,
let's take her easy and get our work in and call it a day.
Already what Vote said a few days ago did not jive with the setup for the pitching rotation the rest of the way. He's like, oh, we are gonna treat every game like life or death, and we're going to go all out. And then you saw the rotation, and you're like, well, no, they're not. They are really not taking these games as seriously as they could. That doesn't mean they don't want to win the games, obviously. And what they don't want to fall into the trap of is letting their guard down at a crucial time. See, this is something that I think that the Dodgers, since we've gotten to this new era of playoffs where there is the 3-game wild card series as opposed to the 1-game. Like, there's more time now. If you secure a bye, there's more time off. And because the Guardians pretty much, and it's not over, but because we pretty much know they're the 2 seed, that means there's going to be another how many days of, you know,
it'll be there. Next Saturday. They would play next Saturday, which I believe is the 5th.
And that's just a long time to not play normal baseball, which is what I kind of think they're in the situation of.
They will have simulated games, but we all know about simulations. It's never the real thing.
Yeah.
And Zach Meisel had posted, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Meisel had posted that Tanner Bibee and Matthew Boyd, after he had posted what the pitching matchups are going to be here over the next couple of days, he said Tanner Bibee and Matthew Boyd will throw simulated games until the ALDS. Alex Cobb should soon be ready to throw a sim game as well. There's an opener ahead of Gavin Williams on Sunday, so Williams can try to try out pitching in relief. I beg your pardon. So Williams can try out pitching in relief in case that's his role in October. So tonight, it should be Joey Cantillo or an opener. I don't know if it's yet confirmed.
Yeah, they haven't confirmed
but
either yet.
I would be going with Joey Cantillo there. Saturday, Ben Lively or Ben Deadly. And then Sunday, he writes an opener or Gavin Williams. Looks like it probably is an opener then Gavin Williams. So it's not the most. It's not like they're going for the gusto of everything here, but
it's a little disappointing, but they would need to sweep the Astros this weekend and have the Yankees lose 2 of 3 to the Pirates. And that's just
it's hard to see that happening.
A lot to ask. not only do you have to hold up your, you could go out and sweep the Astros and then the Yankees win two games and it doesn't matter that you put all that extra work into it. When you are treating this, I'm glad that the Gavin Williams thing is going with the opener and we're seeing what he can do as maybe a long reliever or even a guy that does two innings out of the bullpen and get him ready for that role.
Yeah.
That's the dry run stuff that I'm looking
for. And just
for,
what's,
you know?
What's hard about this is that almost assuredly, you're not going to have a situation where the Guardians are not only hitting their stride, and they've played better baseball obviously recently, but to the point where, hey, here's the Guardians working their way up to a crescendo, playing their best baseball. Look at them, and they're going to pick up right where they left off 3 days later, 2 days later with the playoff. It's just not going to work out that way. So what variation of the Guardians that we see in the ALDS, I think it's almost impossible to predict.
So you're not saying like they're not going to be able to like repeat the intensity or something, are you?
I think it's hard for every baseball. I think that like
I think it's natural for them. I think it's natural. We're going to be in a postseason game. The place is going to be filled up.
That's the very debate that's been had in baseball with the new format is teams try to recreate it. Some have, some haven't. Like, it's just kind of a crapshoot. And you might just mistake them playing worse baseball for they couldn't recreate it. No, it's you're playing against better teams. It's the playoffs. It's just the way that this model is, the way that the formula is, it's every manager is trying to keep their guys from letting their guard down at the wrong time. But it's not easy.
I understand that, but I also think that's a bit of an overrated aspect of it. I think that naturally, not a lot of these guys have been there. I think naturally they're going to know exactly that this is a heightened moment here. You're going to have to dig down, and you're playing better teams. You're playing for the ultimate prize. It's been a long season. It's time to really ratchet it up. I don't think that there's going to be any worry about getting in.
100% of playoff teams are in that mode, but then every year there are teams afterwards that say that layoff killed us, that the layoff just absolutely killed us. Well, so it's hard to tell is what I'm saying.
Maybe, but I just don't think it's the emotional reasons or anything. My fear of a layoff is that they're just out of sync. There's something to baseball where every day, this is why we argue about guys batting out of lineups and batting in different spots in lineups, because you get comfortable. And baseball is a game of routine where the very best get into a fine routine and they make their whole days around it. Go ahead.
That's true, but this week has already been an out of sync week. They were off Monday. They played a two game set, Tuesday, Wednesday, off Thursday, now back for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you know, who knows who will actually be on the field over the weekend. You know, it's probably not, is this the time where they give Jose extra rest? Does he come in and just in like a pitch hitting role, things like that?
Well, I think that's why. I mean, I keep referencing the Dodgers, but the Dodgers, you know, they got eliminated last year early. Yeah. They've won 100-plus games in 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, eliminated in their first playoff series in three of those years. So it just goes to show you, like, the Dodgers, pound for pound, way more talent than us. And they had guys that have been there before. It just shows you how different playoff baseball is. It's really hard. It would really suck if we came out and for whatever reason did not look like the Guardians team that we had seen the last few weeks, but it's anybody's guess at this point.